Hello, Steve. I am Derica Watson, and I am the co-chair of Juneteenth Muncie.
And let's talk about everything that's going to happen and the where's and when's on Saturday, okay?
All right. So this Saturday, June 17th, from 2 to 9 p.m. at McCullough Park, we will have our fourth annual Juneteenth Muncie celebration. We are so excited about it. There is so many things that are happening during that day. It's going to be hard to put it all into this radio time. But before I move forward, let me just say our presenting sponsor is Schaefer Leadership Academy, and our lead organization is Indiana Black Expo. We could not do what we do without those two organizations, and we are so very grateful. And when I say me, I say we, but what I mean is myself and Anitra Davis are the co-chairs of Juneteenth Muncie, and we have a fabulous committee that helps us get this done as well.
There's going to be a lot of things to do, things to eat, things to listen to. Go ahead and go through as much of the list as you can remember there, okay? Go ahead.
I'll do my best. So our opening ceremony starts at 2 p.m. We will have the reading of the general's orders by Pastor Andre Mitchell. We will have our own Muncie mayor, Mayor Reidenauer, who will do our proclamation. We'll have Dr. Dorchelle Stewart singing our Black National Anthem. There are so many people that don't know that that exists. And so I would say Google it, find it, show up and look at our social media, and it's listed all over the event. But again, opening ceremony at 2 o'clock, we will have free food, which is a huge draw. We'll have free food. We'll have lots of free activities, inflatables, game trucks, kids trains. We'll have an elementary basketball tournament. We'll have a free throw tournament, a 3-point tournament, cornhole. If Anitra was on here, you know she'd be bragging about
yes.
How good she is at cornhole.
I would. Go ahead.
We'll have that. We'll have a chess tournament. There will be a history walk, Black history trivia. Something we added last year was called One Voice, so it's a health check. So we're really checking mental health check, emotional health check, spiritual health check, physical health check, community health check, financial health check. We'll have that segment that'll be happening as well on the main stage. We have lots of really great local performers, and we have a couple of main stage performers that I do want to draw your attention to. We'll have Governor Davis Memorial Band. They will play at 3 p.m. We'll have Shamanics Drum Troop. I always mispronounce their name, and so my apologies if I've mispronounced it today, but they will perform at 4:30. We will have On the One Band. They will perform at 7. Oh, my goodness. There will be so many community vendors, over 40 community vendors. And our community vendors will be providing free services or resources. We have several vendors who will be there. Oh, my goodness. And, Steve, one of the things that is always the highlight is we have so many giveaways.
Oh.
So we will be giving something away, at least 5 things on the hour, every hour. And our grand prize, grand prizes, mm-hmm. will be given away at 8 p.m. So there is something for everyone on that day. How dare I skip something super big? The Delaware County Championship Wrestling will also happen. The bell time is 4 p.m. You do not want to miss that. You do not want to miss that.
And, Derica, the other thing that we don't want to miss is the meaning and the purpose of the gathering. And for those that don't know, tell everybody and teach everyone that hasn't heard the story of what the holiday of Juneteenth is all about.
All right. So I will say it is now a national holiday. We are so excited about that. And so Juneteenth is the celebration of freedom. A lot of people often think about slavery ending on January 1st, 1863, when President Abraham Lincoln signed the Emancipation Proclamation. But that news took over 2.5 years to get to everyone. And so in Galveston, Texas, that is the largest group of people that over 200,000 people who were still enslaved at that time that found out that they were no longer enslaved. And so this is the celebration of freedom.
I love it. I know more about the holiday in the 4 years that I have known you and Anitra in respect to this event. And I am a better person for knowing that. And I think that's kind of the, you tell me if I'm phrasing this incorrectly. I think that's part of what this event is all about. First and foremost, you've told me a million times, it's for everybody, the whole community. Want everybody to come together. And we also want for a little bit of history and for understanding, for everyone to know what this historical day is all about. So when you can combine all those things into one event, that's a pretty cool thing.
It is, Steve. It's a pretty cool thing. One of the things that our committee is really committed to is engaging, so getting people together. So we believe that we're better together, but only if we're willing to do life together. So Saturday is an opportunity for us to do life together as a community. So to engage, to educate, and ultimately we will all become emboldened because what we have learned, what we've experienced together. And that's kind of when I say the magic happens. When you are willing to create a relationship with someone from that's different from you, magic happens. And we are all a part of that magic. And so we want everyone to be there. Saturday, June 17th, McCullough Park, 2 to 9 p.m., everyone is invited.
All right. Derica Watson, thank you for your work on this. Anitra Davis, not on the phone, but also leading the charge on this great effort. And I know there are so many that you could thank as far as people and volunteers and workers and sponsors. That list is thankfully too large to mention, but I just know that you are thankful indeed, huh?
We are. We are so thankful. And once again, Steve, thank you so much for making sure that we have this space to share what's going on in our community. So we appreciate you more than we could say.
Happy to do so. Thanks very much. Derica, always good talking to you. Have a great rest of your day, okay?
You do the same. Thanks again.
Thanks a lot.
See you all Saturday.